Alright, what's good, you guys? This is Yo Correct here, and welcome to Star Wars Squadrons. Oh, is syncing user data? Okay, so here we go. Star Wars Squadrons, for those that don't know, is basically you're in Star Wars, but you're not on the ground ever. You are always in the skies, like an Air Force pilot sort of thing. So we're gonna play Star Wars Squadrons. And we are going to enjoy great combat action. Also, I think, let's see, I want to do multiplayer. So let's see here. I also have some stuff to talk about with Microsoft lowering the CPU requirements for Windows 11. I'm going to go through that while I'm doing this. Let's see. I can't do. Let's see. Not gonna do the training. Preferred faction. I'm into the New Republic. That's what I'm gonna do. Alright, so here we go. Alright, so the CPU requirements thingy while we're waiting on a match for Star Wars Squadrons. The Windows 11 requirements, they have been talking about lowering it, and unfortunately they have not decided to lower this yet. What that means is that any of your 2018 or older PCs that don't meet the minimum requirements or that can't be upgraded to meet the minimum requirements are going to be stuck in Windows 10 for quite some time. Now, given this, probably a lot of people are going to be frustrated about that. They're still going to be frustrated and they're still going to be upset. I don't know. I'm personally upset. I know a lot of people are upset about that, but they don't think they don't at least I don't know. It may or may not lower it. My only issue with them lowering it is that there may be some features stripped out of it. That might be my only issue with that. They do want to do a security, and that's the main thing about Windows 11. Their whole functionality is not so much as around features, but around the security of the OS. And so if they make it lower, then they can't have the security features, which makes it Windows 10 standard, which essentially defeats the whole purpose of having Windows 11 in the first place. Because remember, like 5 or 6 years ago, Microsoft said, and I quote, "There will not be a Windows 12 or 11." They literally said that. So my question is, how did if they're going to lower them, what does that mean? Because they may or may not actually lower them, but if they lower them, then that means they might have to strip some stuff from it that might be critical to Windows 11. And then at that point, they might as well call it Windows 10 2.0 because it would essentially become a Windows 10 copy, basically. The only reason I would know that is because me being the expert at computers that I am, you have to understand that when they lower the requirements for this stuff, there are some features that by effect have to be removed because the features only work at a certain hardware requirement, and if they remove the hardware requirement below what is necessary for that to happen, then they are going to, yeah, we're gonna have some issues with that because, I mean, that, to me, it just seems to me like there's no way that they're going to lower it and be able to keep a lot of the stuff that they have. I just don't see that happening. But what the article says is that they're open to lowering it and that they are considering it, but so far we don't have anything on them lowering it yet. So that's the sad news about Windows 11. The good news is, I was able to get the Amazon App Store stuff on my gaming PC. At least I can download the app now. I got the Android subsystem downloaded on this thing, which is good because I really wanted this option to have this. And so now it's deploying us. I don't know why it says everybody is not ready yet, but apparently, yeah. Okay. It's deploying us to the field. So we're gonna go ahead and play this thing. I'm gonna open the Amazon App Store. Let's see what we got on the Amazon App Store. Okay, that's Windows system for Android. Okay, anyway, I'm pulling this up on my PC beside me while I'm playing Star Wars Squadrons. Star Wars Squadrons can be pretty fun, actually. There's a lot of stuff, in this that they did with this game that I like. One thing, it's better than Star Wars Battlefront, because in Star Wars Battlefront, the missions were kind of rigged, where, like, if you were on one team, you had a higher advantage of winning than if you were on someone else's team. And so here we go. We're about to start fighting people in the skies. Oh, how do I change my camera? Can't change my camera. Like to change my camera. Please.
Alright,
let's go.
Then we'll get rid of them.
Alright, screw them. Let's do this. Screw it. Go, go, go. TIE fighter, TIE fighter, TIE fighter. Oh, dang. Oh, dang!
Sharp shot,
dang! Let's go, bro. Where did they go? What the heck? Oh, dang it. Hold on, I'm turning sideways. Turn sideways. Let's fly this bad boy. Alright, turn back, turn back, turn back, turn, 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 turn. Whoa, no, no, oh, dang it. I'm hit. Oh, my health comes back. I don't think my health is gonna come back.
Hope
it doesn't
helps.
Come back. That's not good. It does not come back. I got one teammate that's low. Gotta use my radar. Turn sharp, turn sharp. They're all over him. All over my friend. I'm aiming for him. Hold on, I got him. I got him, I got him, I got him. Dang! Bro, screw you. Oh, there's an instant replay. They give me an instant replay of my embarrassing defeat. That's so sad. They gave me an instant replay of my embarrassing defeat. Why? Let me slow down. Go, 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 go. Run through here. Get in there. Bro, get in there. Let me get in here. Let's go! Oh shoot, oh shoot, oh shoot, oh shoot, oh shoot, oh shoot. Oh shoot. My god. I took so much damage from that. What's my health at? Who cares? Turn the corner. Hold up. Going up. Turn sharp.
They're locking on to me.
Punch it, punch it, punch it, punch it, punch it. Get on the rock, get on the rock, get on the rock. I hate how you can't see behind you. That's so sad. I may actually consider cutting part of the episode, since it's just me and the dogfight multiplayer. In the future, I might consider doing that. Something I'm open to. Wait, where is he at? Where is he at? Oh shoot, they're above me. Diving down. Hold up. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Let's make myself stationary. Hide stationary here. Underneath the rock. Turn the ship. What the? I thought I could hide. I'm so stupid. I thought I could hide. I I thought I could hide. I'm sad.
Well, I'm here, I guess.
Go, 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 go.
They've lost half our fighters. Hang in there, Vanguard.
Out of range. Come on, gotta get in range. Boost up, boost up, boost up, boost up. I'm in range. Hit him, hit him, hit him.
Locked onto me. Got a missile coming.
Dang it.
Blast it!
I just killed myself by pilot error. Oh my gosh. My kill death ratio is 2 to 4. I'm at a 0.5. I'm so sad. This is pathetic. Oh, they have 19 kills. I want to step it up. Try a trick maneuver. Pull this thing back. Okay. I hate how this thing is not good as... This thing is not as good as the Millennium Falcon. Like, the Millennium Falcon could just pull the gear shift and go back like that. Like, I want to pull the gear shift and go back all the way. And this is stupid. I cannot pull the gear shift for scrap. Oh, dang.
He's locked onto me.
Get on him. Get on him. Get on him.
Yeah. Don't forget it.
Hold on. Around the corner. Get up there. He's so low. He's so critical. He's critical, bro. Yeah, let's go. Teammate got him. Above me. Watch my radar.
I made it!
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. What the? A tractor beam? Bro. You gotta be kidding me. I can't change my shift.
Someone warned the Empire I'm coming.
I like Battlefront because I can see I see above me at least.
One more push, Vanguard. We can still take them.
He's got shields on. What in the world? Bro, he's got shields. I swear he's got shields on. Turning around. Wow. That is so sad. That is so sad. It's so sad. Bro, that's sad. Wow. Amazon App Store preview. It's great. I'm just looking at the Amazon App Store just to see what I can find. Oh, they have like a bunch of apps and they have like a bunch of games up here, like mobile games. It's so weird. Got so many mobile games up here. Like PJ Masks and whatnot. What? What? What is this? Okay. Hold on. Alright, let's see. Alright, so, that's one way of doing things. Let me switch. The Star Wars Battlefront. Cool. I switched to Battlefront. I was on pause. I'm going to play Battlefront now. Star Wars Squadrons is awesome, but I kind of feel like I should play a little bit of both. Kind of. So I'm going to do Star Wars Battlefront, and then I'm going to do one match of Starfighter Assault to see how good I am and if I can, you know, make things better, so to speak, compared to Squadrons, because Squadrons, I can't see around me, so it makes it harder for me to fight, and that's kind of my issue with that. Now, I can do Destiny 2, because that's ground combat, and the FOV on that is better, but, like, playing a first-person shooter in a StarCraft, I mean, come on, who plays a first-person shooter in a StarCraft? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I understand ground combat, but air? No. Third person. Like, you want to make a game good, make it third person, like, for Star Combat. I mean, come on. At least Battlefront, you get a choice. Like, I'm just so sad that like literally happened for like the past 14 minutes of my life. Like, honestly. Okay, let's see here. Hit play. I got another person watching my stream. That's awesome. Alright, cool. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I guess I can see why it was pitched as a sim game. But yeah, it is a little still arcadey, I guess. Sorry, I did not read my chat, but I didn't have it pulled up, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm gonna do Starfighter Assault. Still a little arcadey, yeah. I can understand why you might think it's a little arcadey. For it being that type of game, yeah. But, I mean, it makes sense because, I guess it does make sense to have a first person since it does contain that arcade aspect. I don't understand the multiplayer behind it because if it's an arcade game like that, it really shouldn't have multiplayer, in my opinion, but I get why they did it. Anyway, we're about to play on Ryloth, so yeah. How are you doing today, by the way? I'm reading my chat through text, but I'm going to upload this episode to my podcast later. I said, how are you doing today? I'm going to upload this to my podcast later, because I have a podcast.
It's an ambush. All Republic forces, prepare for attack.
Hold on, I'm typing you something. That's my podcast. It's filled with tutorials and other games and stuff like that. You guys can go and check that out, I guess. What am I? Is this Galactic Republic or is this, what's it called?
Scanning ahead.
Any chance we need to get our ship out of those tractor beams?
Sit tight and have some fun, dude. Come on, dude. I know you got a lot of questions.
Those cruisers are key strategic assets.
Oh, they're down there. Watch out. Oh, shoot. Already dead. Oh, Lord. Watch out. He helped my teammate out. Hold up. Aw, oh, gosh dang it.
We'll take care of him.
Bro, what the actual heck?
Public bombers inbound.
Like, bro.
Those clankers open.
Oh, there's people over here. Watch out.
Ship can't take those.
Can't hit them.
Free our cruiser. Disable those tractor beams.
Guy above me. I see him. Follow the people. Follow the people. Watch out. Let's go.
Unit hit. On point.
Thank you for joining me for my stream, though, dude. It's nice to have somebody in here that appreciates Star Wars as much as I do. Let's go.
That cruiser's taken a lot of damage. Defend it. Our cruisers caught in their tractor beams. Take them out.
Go on without me.
Tractor beams critical. Don't let up.
Let's fly!
Cruiser destroyed.
Don't stop fighting!
Tractor beams are down, brothers. Now, show them what clone troopers are capable of. It's time they learned a little respect.
So their fire is red, and our fire is like that. Already getting shot. What the actually?
Keep them from calling reinforcements. Disable their communications array.
Can't
two Venuses.
Roll up the gun.
You just stay high.
Our bombers have completed their attack run. Those generators power their communications array. Blast them!
Jammer in here!
Feed them out!
Oh wow.
Time to prove our mettle. Got our ship.
Only one cruiser remains. Control tower goes down. We'll have a clear shot at their reactor. Blast doors open. The reactor's exposed. Hit it with everything you've got before they get their shields back online. Move to that target.
Oh wow, cool. I got a good rank thingy. Higher than you guys. Well, that's it for me, Okarek. I am